Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Nandini Sanyal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Sensex Nifty scale new lifetime highs. Centre receives Rs 6,000 crore investment proposal for PLI in white goods. Sharp fall likely in government revenue from telecom companies. SBI cuts home loan interest rate to 6.7%. India may corner nearly half of global rice trade, and southwest monsoon unlikely to retreat from northwest India by September end. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last week today. Domestic equity markets extended their gains on Monday, scaling new lifetime highs thanks to the favorable policy decisions from the government. PSU stocks were abuzz ahead of FinMin's media conference later in the evening. Buying in telecom and banking stocks saved the day, whereas IT stocks were under pressure. Equity investors grew richer by Rs 1.1 lakh crore during the session. BSE Sensex added about 420 points to close at 59,150. It climbed Mount 59,000 for the very first time. Nifty 50 gained 110 points to end the day at 17,630. The index settled just 15 points below its day's high. Among the broader markets, BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices underperformed but managed to settle in the green. Fear gauge India VIX jumped 5%. On BSE Sensex, IndusInd Bank and ITC zoomed 7% each, leading the gainers. SBI soared 4%, Reliance, Kotak Mahindra Bank and ICICI Bank jumped 2% each. Axis Bank, Bajaj Auto, Power Grid and HDFC Bank added 1% each. On the other hand, TCS, Tata Steel, Tech Mahindra and Bharti Airtel shed over 1% each. HCL Tech, Dr. Reddy's Labs, Ultratech Cement and Infosys gave up 2% each. Over 390 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day, whereas more than 155 stocks hit the lower circuit. About 140 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the session. We have Vinod Nair from Geojet Financial Services to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Equity markets scaled new highs on Thursday. What is driving the rally?
New reforms being undertaken by the government in varied sectors is the main reason to drive the domestic market sentiments. This is making the Indian market to do much better than the rest of the world. Though the global market is also appreciating due to the continuation of the easy money policy by Fed, but the collapse in Chinese market is impacting the performance of emerging markets. Whereas in India, FIIs have come back after a huge gap of about 5 months, which is helping the market a lot.
What is your take on mid-cap and small-cap stocks?
The mid and small caps are on an upside after the consolidation they had during the month of August. This trend can continue in the short term, whereas on a medium to long term basis, it will be a challenge. The companies which are adopting technologies, making products as per the rise in global demand and making green investments in new goods and services in line with the reforms will sustain to do well in the long term.
We also caught up with Rohit Singhre of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. What do the technical charts suggest about Nifty 50?
Nifty has seen a fresh close after today's session. Index has shifted its support to 17,500 odd levels. So until unless we are holding above this level, we are good to go towards 17,700, 17,750, which is the immediate hurdle on the higher side. And let's say, if in the broader term, if 17,500 saved successfully, then we are good to go towards 18,000 also. So I think the structure is quite positive. Any dip near 17,500 will be again a fresh buying opportunity, and existing long also can be hold with the same stop loss of 17,500. And we may inch slowly towards 18,000 mark if these levels are held.
Nifty Bank strongly outperformed the markets. Where is it headed now?
Nifty Bank has seen a fresh breakout, the much awaited breakout, one can say, and it outperformed Nifty today. Going forward also, the levels are pretty clear. 38,200, 300 would be the immediate hurdle on the higher side, and the supports are pretty clean. 37,500, 37,000 are the fantastic supports are formed on the downside, and the structure is quite positive. If these levels are held, or let's say 37,000 finally on the downside is held, then we are good to go towards about 38,000 also. So I think the structure is quite positive. Dips will be suggested at the moment. Existing longs definitely can be held with keeping immediate stop loss below 37,500, and the overall support level would be 37,000. And like I said, if these levels are held, we are good to go towards 38,500, and in the overall broader realm, we may head towards 40,000 also.
Asian markets settled mostly lower for the day. Major European markets were trading higher in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were down, hinting towards a negative start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.